the end of the second Halleluka. It's actually a very difficult Halleluka because it's not clear the Hemshech Bechlau from the beginning of the Halleluka to the end of the Halleluka. It seems, the way that the Mefarshim are Masbrit, that it's really working all towards the Geula. And even though things seem depressing, and it seems like it's raining outside, and it seems like everything is dark, nevertheless, at the end of the day, Shabbat Yerushalayim is Hashem, at the end of the day, it's going to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megal himself, and we're going to have Chizak B'Rechei Shareich, Yerushalayim, we're going to have Shalom, peace, Berech Menachem Kibbeich, we're going to have whatever we need inside. We'll have everybody when they come at the time of the Gula Asida, we'll have whatever we need. The question is now, what does this have to do with anything? The rest of it. So some people say, what are these things after with anything we said before? So it seems, I'll be the Mefarshim, that the understanding that even though right now things seem like we can't understand how anything could happen without, how could the Gula see that happen? We've been in 2,000 years in Galus, and we don't see any way out. We basically don't see any way out. Realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way out. Why is that? Some people say Imrasi means the Gzeru, but the Cheshbon of the Hemshech, the Sfarnoi, and a number of other Mefarshim, the Radak, they say Hashleich Imrasi Aretz refers to rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends his rain down, and that's the Hemshech, the snow, rain, frost, cool. Quickly, the rain comes down from the Shemayim because the Shemayim, as soon as he sends it down, the rain is there, and it's Mekayim his Rotz. I Shelek Katzomer. Because the Shemayim who sends Shelek Katzomer, the literal translation, literal Taish Lacher should be simplest. It's because the Shemayim who sends snow like white wool, which is the mushroom for something which is very white. Or Gefri Fazer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Eben HaMelech, Avilas Tumen, Rav Humener, wrote a sefer, Dev Yafe, was actually very instrumental in putting out his farm. It's a very well known sefer on Tefillah called Avilas Tumen. And he goes through different Tefillah, different Chalakim. In his Akdama, the Avilas Tumen, he says, what are you going to do when you come to the Shemayim? And they're going to ask you, what did you have in mind when you said Kfar Ke'efer Yifazer? What does it mean? You said it how many thousands of times in your life, and you don't know what it means. What does it mean? Kfar Ke'efer Yifazer? So, Mashlich Karche Kefitim. What do these things mean? Kfar Ke'efer Yifazer, the literal translation is Kfar, frost. Ke'efer Yifazer, he sprinkles it like ashes. Mashlich Karche Kefitim, he sends down his kerach, his pipe, like hail, kefitim, like little crumbs. Let's make a rasim yemayin. Who could stand in front of his the coldness that's caused by the snow, the sleet, the hail? In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends down all the things that seem to us as if they're bad, seem to us that they're, and there's no way to stand in front of them. He makes it cold for us, and we're stuck. We're stuck in the cold. There's nothing. Let's make a rasim yemayin. Who could stand against it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, Yishlach Devar Revi Yamseim Yashav Ruchi Yizomayim. We have ice, we have snow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he just sends his sun, and it melts it. Yamseim, and it melts. Yashav Ruchi Yizomayim. He blows away with the wind. Yashav Ruchi, he causes the wind to blow. Yizomayim, the wind starts, the water starts running. In other words, all the rain, and all the snow, and all the sleet, and all the ice, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's up there HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to us it looks like something which is, there's no way to get rid of. How can you get rid of all this snow? How can you get rid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows a little bit of, gives a little bit of sun, blows a little bit of the wind, and everything is gone. So too, Lasa Lavai, we look like we have so many different things that are coming against us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without a problem, he can blow here and blow there, and everything is gone. A little bit blow, he blew a little bit hard in Houston, Texas, all of a sudden $150 billion worth of damage. He blew a little bit hard in Florida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways to blow, and everything, and in seconds, everything could be Magid Avraham Liyakech Hukav Mishpatam Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does this for Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Klal Yisrael is Sherman his Torah mitzvah. He was Magid Avraham, he gave his Torah over to Yaakov. Hukav Mishpat Yaakov is always a lower dargah. Avraham are the things that are easily understood. Hukav Mishpatam Yisrael, Yisrael is on a higher dargah. The Hukav Mishpatam which are not so easily understood. Lamaisa, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and they're the tachlis of the veil. And Ramela, at the end of the day, everything is going to be done towards that tachlis of serving Klal Yisrael. And even though right now with the Klal Yisrael in Golus, and they're at the bottom, and there's nothing to do, nevertheless, like I just broke in a second, could bring out the sun. Like it says, then the Yishaya, the last parak of Yishaya, Samach Vav, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out Lost Love, the sun, and then the Rishon are going to be killed, and the Tzadikim are going to come in, it's going to be Refuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out his sun, and symbolic sun, and in a second, everything could change. He didn't do this for any other nation. And he didn't teach them the Torah. As a matter of fact, the Chazal learned out from here, you're not allowed to teach Torah to Goyim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're thanking the British that he made us his chosen nation, and everything in the world at the end of the day is all towards the tachlis of helping his chosen nation. There's one verse that they say from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a person a nisayon that he can't overcome. It says that's merumas in this passage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives snow according to the amount of tzemer, according to the amount of fleece that there is, to be able to, wool that there is, to keep yourself warm. Far, he gives frost, keifer, in accordance to the amount of ashes, according to the amount of coals and firewood that you have, that's how much he gives you. Kefi that, he gives you, kefi the amount you have, the yichilis, to protect yourself, that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the nisayim. So if a person gets a nisayim, then he knows that he has the yichilis certainly to him. As a matter of fact, as you say, some people ask, we see from Yifas Toyar, that if it gets too hard, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mounts it. So Yibba Zay, for me it's too hard, I can't have it. A Baal Shuvah once told me, he says it's enough of a reason for him not to become prumah, it was enough of a reason, the fact that he'd have to give up cheesesteaks. It's enough of a reason for him not to become prumah. To him, he couldn't see it. So for him, it's better, because if you can't do it, you can't do it. We see from Yifas Tayar. But it's exactly fakir. The Torah said that you have 613 mitzvahs. There was one time that the Torah said that in this case, you're not going to be able to do it. If I list every other case, you're not going to do it. Because if you couldn't do it, then in a chanam, it's not going to serve you.